Good morning. My name's Vikas Pandey. I'm a consultant surgeon and I teach meditation. I started a regular practice of meditation, a daily practice, a few years ago, and I've seen such huge changes in my life that I have wanted to teach meditation. I started doing this daily guided meditation shortly after the lockdown was announced in the United Kingdom. And this will be the sixth and actually final week that I'm going to be running this for West Hertfordshire hospitals. So I wanted to take the opportunity to just go over some important points and just mention a few new points that I haven't mentioned over the last few weeks. Over the last few weeks, I've spoken very much about being in the present moment, and that's where peace is to be found. But what if, in your experience, it's your belief that the present moment is just awful, it's just terrible, and you don't want to be there? You don't want to be in the present moment because it is just so awful. The way we interpret the world is very much clouded by the prism of our mind. And this is why I mentioned Gandhi's quote in the description to this meditation: be the change you want to see in the world. I think this is so huge, this quote. I love it. We see the world through the prism of our mind. I'll give you a couple of examples of this, one real life example. I take someone like Donald Trump, who is very polarizing. I have my own personal opinions about him. And I thought this was shared by the vast majority of people, certainly people who meditate and follow my page and so on. And I started running a series as a joke called Fake News Friday. And I realised then that, yes, even Republicans meditate. I apologise if there's any Republicans. But what I'm saying is my opinion of Donald Trump is clouded by what we see, the newspapers that we read, the newspapers I choose to read, the conversations I choose to have, and the people I choose to have these conversations with. Now, if I read different newspapers, if I had a different circle of friends, my perceptions of Trump would be entirely different. And who am I to judge? Who's to say that my opinion of Donald Trump is right? He is as he is, and whether we like him or not is clouded very much by the baggage that we have ourselves. Another example, kind of how the same action can evoke different responses. Say we're living in the 1940s India, and you're a villager in the field, and you get the idea that you want to become a millionaire. You want to change your life. This isn't what you want for your life, and you want to become a millionaire. You get that thought. And then you go out and seek your fortune, and you do that. People will think you're a brilliant person. We're still in 1940s India, and you're Mahatma Gandhi himself, and you get the thought, you want to be a millionaire. You actually want to stop doing all the good that you're doing towards peace, freedom, and you get the idea that you want to go out and you want to become a millionaire. Now, people will, the same thought, but millions would have thought that Gandhi had fallen for having the same thought that the villager did. This is just an example, but I'm just using it to show you how our perceptions of the world are very much clouded by our thoughts again. such a chore, these thoughts. So present circumstances aside, viruses aside, and particular situations aside, the world is in fact not a hostile place. It is as it is, and we give it meaning by the thoughts that we ascribe to it. So just try to be yourself throughout the day without labelling things and ascribing a story to things, and see how things change. Things are actually, things are neutral, really. The other thing that you can do, which is life-changing, is you could view things as neutral as they are, but you could also view things through the prism of happiness, love, and beauty. Just try and wake up with these thoughts and feelings. There's no reason why you can't. You're a blank sheet. Anything that corrupts that blank sheet you brought in with you from the previous day, these are thoughts that have corrupted that blank sheet. So, just don't have any stories. Just view things through the prism of love and beauty, and see how the universe yields. Now, these aren't the words that you would expect to hear from a scientist or a surgeon, but I've always said that I only ever teach what is my personal experience. And I don't think you can be an authentic teacher of anything without experiential understanding. I'm talking these things rather than knowledge-based subjects. And people see the passion I have for meditation. It hasn't sprung out of nowhere. There is benefit, peace and happiness to be had. We know that the situations in the world change constantly. We've seen that. But we have a choice. We have a choice as to where we can direct our attention. So I'm just going to do a breathing meditation, just the most basic of meditations, just because I want to use this week as a refresher. At any given moment, you have the choice where to put your attention. So for the next few minutes, I'd like very much if you could direct your attention to these words and the peace and stillness of your being, without the thoughts swirling around. They'll still swirl around, but you can choose to direct your attention elsewhere. So give your attention to the points of contact in your body, the points of contact with the floor or the chair, points of contact between your hands, your hands or legs, your arms against your trunk. Feel any points of contact in your feet. Just be aware of the perceptions around you. And if you want to, you can close your eyes at this point. The sounds, the light, even the smells and taste, one seamless whole. See the quality of thoughts, the quality of mood that you have. But just observe it, don't give it your attention beyond that. Is it light? Heavy? Are you anxious? Just observe it. You're the one that's aware of the states of mind, but you're not any of these changing states of mind. Now I want you to give your attention to your body. How does it feel? Light? Heavy? You have a general sense of health? Now I want you to imagine a warm light passing over your head and down your body, moving down past your forehead, your nose and mouth. And where it passes, you feel the solidity of your body there, moving down past your cheek and chin, moving down your neck, shoulders, arms, chest, abdomen, moving down your legs, past your knees, feeling the warmth in your lower legs and your ankles, now in your feet. Now you feel that warmth passing out through your body. I want you to take just one moment to be grateful for something, anything, whatever it may be. Just use this opportunity. Now give your attention to your breathing, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Don't try to control your breathing or change the pattern of your breathing. Just let it rest naturally. Leave your thoughts of whatever's going to happen today aside for the next few minutes. If you find yourself getting distracted, just go back to your breathing. At any point during the day, if you find the thoughts getting too much, you can always return to your breathing. The thoughts will arise again, but they won't be as thick when they do. You just need to remember that you are not the thoughts. You are the one who's aware of the thoughts. The ever-changing thoughts. Let your breath be your anchor today. If thoughts are getting too much for you, you've always got the choice to direct your attention elsewhere. To the outside world, to your breath, to the sensations within the body. Direct it anywhere but the thoughts. They're not serving you, they're not doing any good for you. If they're taking you away from the peace of present of the present moment. Just want you to start bringing your awareness back to your body and the environment around you. Becoming more alert and aware, ready for the day ahead, prepared, even looking forward to the day ahead. Do you think you can do that? It'll make a big difference. So if you haven't got your eyes open, you can open them now. So just remember that you always have this anchor. It is with you every moment of the waking day, and you can always direct your attention here. So tomorrow I'm going to be talking about mantras. So I just want you to have a think about a special word that might be important to you. That can be your anchor. So until tomorrow, bye for now.